Welcome to Voicebox, Public Radio's eclectic weekly music series all about the art of singing and the best of the vocal music scene from the Bay Area and beyond. I'm Chloe Veltman, and it's a great pleasure to be here with you tonight, as always. This evening's show is devoted to looking at an important and very beautiful genre of vocal music from the Western classical music canon, German Lieder. A Lied is the German word for song. In classical music circles, the term is usually used to describe a type of 19th century art song composed to a literary German poem. The poetry at the heart of a Lied is often focused on pastoral or romantic themes, and the songs are commonly arranged for a solo vocalist and piano. This evening, with the help of my two wonderful in-studio guests, we're going to explore some of the greatest Lieder ever written by such composers as Franz Schubert, Robert Schumann, Johann Brahms, Hugo Wolf, Richard Strauss, Gustav Mahler and Richard Wagner. We'll also hear from and chat about the fantastic singers and pianists who have made this repertoire their own over the years and how Lieder can be taught to young singers. So without further ado, I'd like to say hello to my special guests, Maxine Bernstein, the founder and director of a San Francisco-based organisation devoted to promoting the art of the Lieder, Lieder Alive, and singer Kindra Scharich.
Thank you for having us, Chloe.
It's an honour to be here.
Well, it's an honour to have you both. I'll ask Maxine to tell us more about Lieder Alive in a bit. Kindra Scharich is a gorgeous mezzo-soprano who's also based here in the Bay Area. Kindra is a recitalist who loves to perform Lieder, and she also appears on the opera stage. We'll play some music in a moment, but before we do, I'd like to ask you both a question. What attracts you to Lieder in particular?
Well, I think that Lieder is a wonderful marriage of music and poetry that go straight to the heart, and it's very satisfying on many levels, not only to hear it performed live, but also to sing it. It just feels very satisfying on an artistic level.
Des Lebens wie
If you've just joined us, welcome. You're listening to VoiceBox on KALW 91.7 FM San Francisco. On tonight's programme, we're talking about German Leader with Maxine Bernstein, the founder and director of a San Francisco-based organisation devoted to promoting the art of the leader, Leader Alive, and singer Kindra Scharich. We just heard Kathleen Ferrier accompanied by Phyllis Spur on An die Musik, to music, by Franz Schubert. The poem is by Franz Adolf Friedrich von Stober. So, Maxine, just now when we were listening, you said that I wanted to ask you at this very moment about why you're inspired by Leader, this would be the moment. So I'm going to ask you, what is it about that song that shakes you up so much?
Well, it is very much the song, too, because it's finally a dedication to music. But above all, for me, it's the depth and beauty of Kathleen Ferrier's natural voice and her singing. And to me, first we start with a beautiful voice, and then the expression falls through it, and it's her inspiration while singing this song that actually, not necessarily specifically just this song, but it's her singing that really brought me to Leader.
Oh, I see.
It's the natural beauty of a woman singing. Of course, to a point, the voice is trained, but I don't hear the training. I feel something deep inside me that, in fact, when I first heard her voice, I'd never felt in my entire life before, and that's really what led me to Leader, is this woman singing.
So I'd like to play excerpts now from two more interpretations of Leader by Schubert. The first is Du bist die Ruhe, You Are Peace. The song is a setting of a poem by Friedrich Rückert, and we'll hear it performed by Gundula Janowitz on voice and Erwin Gage on piano. And then we'll hear Kindra Scharich, tonight's special guest, singing Nacht und Träume, Night and Dreams, with words by Matthäus von Collin. The recording comes from a live concert performance and features the pianist John Boyaji. Kindra, can you tell us a bit about how you approach the singing of this song, though, before we hear it?
Well, I think that whenever you approach a song that is so well known, like Nacht und Träume, you want to be able to do it justice because right. It's beloved by so many people. And so many have sung it, exactly. And if you're going to play the clip of Janowitz mm-hmm. just before me, I think that you'll hear in that a gorgeous line that goes through that piece that is just stunning. And I think that with some of these songs, the best, I don't want to say the best approach, but what I think about a lot is to try to maintain that kind of a line. I mean, she's very inspirational to me in the way that she sings Die bist die Ruhe in the sample that you're going to play. And so I think that whenever I approach a very peaceful song like that, that has that kind of writing of just sheer line throughout, it's just a short song, Nacht und Träume, it's just two pages. But to just carry that sort of ethereal sense throughout, it was foremost in my mind. And I think that the Janowitz is certainly a wonderful example of that.
And so from a technical perspective, what are you thinking about when you're trying to perpetrate that line, that really long line? Is there anything specific that you're working on to help you with that?
Well, technically speaking, I would say vowels, mm-hmm. breath and vowels mm-hmm. is sort of what you're thinking of technically. But ultimately, we want to be able to throw that away and mm-hmm. just sing the music in the end. I don't want to ever be up in front of an audience thinking breath and vowel, but in the preparation of it, that certainly that kind of work and thinking about it goes into it.
Superb. All right, let's listen now to Du bist die Ruhe and then Nacht und Träume. Thank you. You're tuned into VoiceBox on KALW. I'm in the studio with Leader Alive founder and director Maxine Bernstein and singer Kendra Scharich. We just heard two interpretations of Leader by Franz Schubert. The first was Du bist die Ruhe, You Are Peace. The song is a setting of a poem by Friedrich Rückert, performed by Gundula Janowitz on voice and Erwin Gage on piano. And then we listened to one of my wonderful guests this evening, Kendra Scharich, singing Nacht und Träume, Night and Dreams, with words by Matthäus von Collin. The recording comes from a live concert performance and features the pianist John Boyardji. Kendra, how did you come to sing Lieder?
Well, I mean, I suppose I was a teenager. When you start voice lessons, typically, you may sing some sort of smaller Lieder. So maybe when I was 16 or so, I sang my first lead.
Do you remember what it was?
I'm just trying to remember. You know, it might have been Das Veilchen by Mozart, which is actually not an easy piece to sing. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it was the first one that I learned. But anyway, I fell in love with it very quickly.
I've always loved Lieder from the very beginning. Like Kendra, as a young singer, I sang Lieder first myself, and so I was able to internalize that love while listening to Kathleen Ferrier, Crystal Ludwig, and all the voices that would and still will inspire me throughout my life.
Let's move on now to listening to some songs by the wonderful Robert Schumann, another great composer of German Lieder. In the next set of three songs, we're going to hear some gorgeous poetry, and two out of the three tracks feature words by Heinrich Heine. I'm curious, what do you find so rich, perhaps, about Heine's poetry and the poetry of some of the other top Lieder poets?
There is something so rich about the poetry of Lieder, just that these oftentimes contemporaries of the composers themselves, and I almost think of it as this joint work of creativity, sort of giving birth to this beautiful art form together. And, you know, it's funny, you can have the argument about what's more important, the words or the music, and everybody seems to sort of fall in one camp or the other. But I know that whenever I'm working on a piece, it's true that we get to sing the music, which is fantastic. But it's also a great privilege to be able to work with such rich texts and just some incredibly profound poetry.
Well, let's listen now to snippets from Three Lieder by Schumann. First up is Im wunderschönen Monat Mai, featuring the tenor Eleazar Rodriguez and John Parr on piano. And then we'll move on to Seit ich ihn gesehen, Since I Saw Him, which features the mezzo-soprano Lorraine Hunt-Lieberson and the pianist Julius Drake. Finally, we'll listen to a recording of Ich grolle nicht, I Bear No Grudge, featuring James Schwabacher on voice and Paul Onanowski on keys. The first and third songs have lyrics by Heinrich Heine, and the middle song comes from texts by Adalbert von Chamisso. Thank you.
nicht, und wenn das Herz auch bricht. Ich sah dich ja im Traume und sah die Nacht in deines Herzens Raume und sah die Schlange, die dir am Herzens frisst. Ich sah, mein Lieb, wie sehr du elend bist. Ich kronne nicht, ich kronne nicht.
This is VoiceBox on KALW. Tonight we're exploring the wonderful world of German Lieder, a type of art song that was fashionable in the 19th century and continues to be a staple of the Western classical music canon today. With me in the studio to discuss this important musical genre are Maxine Bernstein, the founder and director of a San Francisco-based organisation devoted to promoting the art of the Lieder, Lieder Alive, and singer Kindra Scharich. Kindra and Maxine, we just heard three very different singers performing a trio of songs by Schumann. Let's talk a little bit about what these vocalists mean to you. Let's start with Eleazar Rodriguez's performance of Im wunderschönen Monat Mai, in the wonderful month of May. What is Eleazar's voice to you, Maxine?
I find it speaks directly to me personally. I loved his voice from the beginning, and his youthful passion. He's, I think, only 23 years old at the time of this recording.
Yeah.
And he's maybe 24 by now.
Is he still in the Bay Area? I know he was here for a while.
No, he's actually in Germany working.
Okay, good
for
him.
He's been hired by two different German houses and will be performing in Karlsruhe next season, I believe it is.
Well, that's very exciting.
Yes.
Yeah.
And John Parr heard him and has invited him to become part of the ensemble there. So that's very exciting.
Right. So let's just, John Parr, so that's the pianist that we're going to hear a lot of this evening, who's been very closely involved with the San Francisco classical music scene. He plays with the San Francisco Opera. And we'll talk about him in more detail later on. But just to put that in context for our listeners, John Parr is going to be leaving San Francisco very shortly and heading where?
To Karlsruhe.
To Karlsruhe.
To Karlsruhe in Germany.
Okay,
yes.
And what's he going to be doing there?
He will be, as he is here in San Francisco currently, chief of music staff, and as well as that in Karlsruhe, he will have a great part in the artistic decisions and running of the organization and the hiring of singers.
That's very exciting that he's,
yes,
kind of picking up on artists, young artists here in the Bay Area and giving them opportunities abroad. So that's really excellent. Very glad to hear it. So let's move on to Lorraine Hunt Lieberson's beautiful version of Seit ich ihn gesehen. What about that voice, that singer?
Well, of all the singers who've been alive in my lifetime, I was never fortunate enough to hear Kathleen Ferrier alive. Mm-hmm. There's something for me in the lineage of the simplicity of a woman singing that Lorraine Hunt Lieberson has. And for me, it's eternal.
A question for you, Kindra. When you're singing a lead that sort of stands on its own versus one that comes from a song cycle, do you have different approaches to how you perform a song that's part of a bigger thing versus one that's sort of its own standalone piece?
A lot of it depends on whether or not the songs in the cycle are connected in some way, in terms of the story, mm-hmm, that you're telling. In Frauen, Liebe und Leben, it is a complete story, but oftentimes in a cycle, the songs are not necessarily related, except for perhaps by poet or something.
Yeah.
So, for example, Rückert Lieder comes to mind,
mm-hmm,
by Mahler.
Mm-hmm.
All the poetry is by Rückert, but there's not necessarily a relationship between the songs. They sort of stand alone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the beautiful thing about a cycle that's where the pieces are related, or where, you know, you're telling a whole story throughout the cycle, is that you have those relationships to sort of to draw on,
mm-hmm,
the relationships between the song, and that can be very satisfying and very fun to do. But sometimes when you have the standalone song, it's not that you necessarily have so much less to go on. It's just that it's nice in this cycle to have the extra to kind of sink your teeth into.
The third song in the last set, Ich Grolle Nicht, was sung by James Schwabacher. Now, he's a figure who is very prominent on the Bay Area classical music scene. What can you tell us about his career and voice?
His dedication to keeping this art form alive was, I believe, peerless in this town. I mean, he, as well as being one of the founders of the Merula program to keep opera alive, he was also co-founder of San Francisco Performances with Ruth Felt, which has been the largest organization to promote Lieder in this town. And any famous singer who comes here to sing Lieder is going to be produced by Ruth Felt, and James Schwabacher was with her when the organization was founded and was a great part of it. He had a balance of a big, broad artistic soul. He, as well as singing himself, he'd love to teach and work with other singers. And he had family money, which he chose to use, not ever for the betterment of his own career, but for that of promoting singers into the future.
You're tuned into VoiceBox on KALW 91.7 FM San Francisco. This is KALW's Voice Box, and those were two examples of German art songs or Lieder written by Johann Brahms and performed by two of the last century's great female voices. The first track was Da unten im Tale, Down There in the Valley, sung by the soprano Elisabeth Schwarzkopf, accompanied by Gerald Moore on the piano. The second track, Botschaft, which means message, was performed by the contralto Kathleen Ferrier, a singer whom we also heard at the top of tonight's show. The pianist was Phyllis Spurr. In the studio with me tonight are the mezzo-soprano Kindra Scharich and Maxine Bernstein, the founder and director of Lieder Alive, a San Francisco-based organisation devoted to promoting the art of Lieder. We just heard from two very fine but very different female voices. What does each singer bring to the songs they sing in terms of vocal quality? What do they mean to you?
Maxine and I, have to say, debated about including the Schwarzkopf in the samples that we're hearing tonight. And I guess the thing that sort of that I think is really sweet about it is it just seems very simple. There's a simplicity of the folk song element in it. Mm-hmm. So it's not, it doesn't feel like, you know, any kind of high art. I love the folk songiness mm-hmm. of that particular clip.
Well, let's talk a bit about the pianist's role in all of this. Tonight's show features the talents of several of history's most revered accompanists. Gerald Moore, whom we just heard playing with Elisabeth Schwarzkopf in Da unten im Tale, is one such example. Kendra, what special skills and qualities do you look for in an accompanist when it comes to Lieder?
I'm so glad that you're asking this question, because I think oftentimes there's a misconception that there's sort of the singer, and then on some other tier is the pianist. And this perception is getting, is improving over time. But I would like to say that it is absolutely a partnership. And when you look at the skill set of what pianists need to be capable of in order to be collaborative pianists, they have a huge task. They have to be with you for when you falter. They have to help make you look good, help you to survive mm-hmm. sometimes some tricky spots. And that's just sort of in a basic level. Mm. That's not an easy task. But in terms of a musical collaborative sort of level, you know, you want somebody who is a musical match, somebody who you feel you can make music with, who when you're on the same page, or you need to feel that you are on the same page musically. Somebody who has the right temperament. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. sometimes somebody could be a little hyperactive or maybe too relaxed, and you need to be with somebody who, when you have the pressure of performing, can meet you right there, can be right with you in temperament, in music making, and all those areas. So it's really a special relationship, in the most beautiful sense, to find a collaborator that you love to work with.
So quite a few of the recordings we're playing tonight feature the pianist John Parr, whom we talked about a little bit earlier. He's been working locally for some years, and unfortunately he's leaving for Europe. It's sad for us here in the Bay Area, but I'm sure he'll be doing amazing things there. But what can you tell us about John Parr's contribution to the art of Lieder in the Bay Area?
Oh, let me count the ways. Long before I was lucky enough to meet him, he had his own series. He calls it basically British, but he would manage.
He's an Englishman.
He's an Englishman, but he would find ways to bring Lieder, to bring French art song, to bring something from any European country into the programming, but particularly a lot of Lieder. He's fluent both in the speaking and the musical idiom of the German language in a way that I've seldom encountered. And he has a kindness in his way of imbuing this that I believe him sets him apart from almost anybody that I've ever met in this field. He is clearly at the top of his field, but he always talks across to singers. And that's very, very rare in one so brilliant and profound. That's his great gift, I believe.
Well, so far in the show, we've touched upon songs by Franz Schubert, Robert Schumann, and Johann Brahms. Let's move on to another great composer of Lieder, Hugo Wolf. Now, Wolf is interesting because, unlike these other composers, outside of the world of Lieder, he's not very well known. We're going to hear two excerpts of songs by Wolf in a moment. But first, can I ask you, Maxine and Kendra, or one of you, can you tell us anything about Hugo Wolf's contribution to the art of Lieder? Is there anything in particular that sets him apart?
I think that one of the things that I noticed when I was a student, which I both admired and was also a little bit tricky for me, was that he was, there seemed to be a little bit of a brainy element of his music. It was so precise. His attachment to the text and of painting the text with every little nuance in the music seemed to me, at times, quite frankly, when I was
back when I was a student, a little bit fussy. Mm-hmm. So that was a little bit tricky for me. But what I've come to now more recently is that it's actually quite ingenious. And I think when Wolf was at his best, he had the heart element aligned right there with the brain element. But he's very interesting to sort of study his pieces, because he never failed to sort of cross every T and dot every I. He knew exactly what he wanted at every moment. It's really interesting.
Let's listen now to two examples of Hugo Wolf's craft as a leader composer. First up, we'll hear Ji Young Yang with pianist John Parr performing So lasst mich scheinen, bis ich werde. Let me seem until I become so, featuring words by Goethe. And then we'll hear Lotte Lehmann's Verborgenheit, meaning seclusion, with text by Eduard Morica. Now, this is an unusual version of the song, which we're including for a bit of fun. Lehmann is actually speaking rather than singing the words.
Lass, o Welt, o lass mich sein, locket nicht mit Liebesgaben. Lass dies Herz alleine haben, seine Wonne, seine Pein. Was ich traure, weiß ich nicht, es ist unbekanntes Wehe. Immerdar durch Tränen sehe ich der Sonne Liebeslicht. Oft bin ich mir kaum bewusst und die helle Freude zücket, durch die Schwere so mich drücket, wonniglich in meiner Brust. Lass, o Welt, o lass mich sein, locket mich mit Liebesgaben. Lass dies Herz alleine haben, seine Wonne, seine.
Here on tonight's Voice Box show, I'm chatting with mezzo-soprano Kindra Scharich and Maxine Bernstein, the founder and director of Leader Alive, an organisation which focuses on the teaching of Leader and is based here in the Bay Area. We just heard the vocalist Ji Young Yang and pianist John Parr performing Hugo Wolf's So lasst mich scheinen, bis ich werde, Let Me Seem Until I Become So, featuring words by Goethe. And then we heard the soprano Lotte Lehmann speaking the words by Eduard Morica to Verborgenheit, seclusion, which Wolf also set to music. Maxine and Kindra, Lehmann is, of course, very well known for singing this song. Why did you wish to include this spoken version of the poem rather than the sung one tonight?
Well, it's an interesting in that she was using it to demonstrate to a student in the many masterclasses that she taught. One of her most famous students was, in fact, Marilyn Horne.
Uh-huh.
And this was her way of teaching.
I think that it's not always essential to separate the words from the music, that it works very well for some people and not others, and that there can be a danger of making the song too wordy or heady. But in the case of a singer who is very vocally fluent but not so connected to the material, this could be very helpful for that kind of a singer.
I see. So, Kendra, do you spend time speaking the words of the Lieder you perform as well as singing them? And if so, what advantage does doing so have for you?
I do speak the text, and I just got the biggest kick out of this Lehmann clip, mm-hmm. because I would be lying if I said I didn't do some sort of dramatic reading in my studio from time to time. Lotte Lehmann. But, I think for me, it helps me to feel more connected to the words. And sometimes it's literally the music of the sound of the language. So oftentimes people have this idea that German is very harsh. Mm-hmm. I've never found it so.
No, I don't find it so either.
But it's something about the actual music that comes through the sounds of the language that sometimes are so delicious.
Yeah.
So, and it's fun to kind of separate that sometimes from the music and just get that. These poems so stand on their own merits.
Do you think that it's important to have a working knowledge of German in order to perform these songs? Or could you, in fact, just tap into the musicality of the words without really even knowing what they represent in terms of meaning?
Well, I think you actually can tap into the meaning of the words. I'm going to have a lot of people take issue with me in my saying that. Do I personally think that you should know the translation and are you at an advantage on some level by having a working knowledge of German and studying it? I think absolutely. But it doesn't mean that you couldn't be completely ignorant of what you were singing and still move me on some level. So I don't think that the one necessarily excludes the other. But of course, my admonishment would always be to become as skillful at the language as you possibly can.
This is VoiceBox on KALW.
Is
You're tuned into Voice Box with Chloe Veltman. We're talking tonight about German Lieder. I'm chatting with mezzo-soprano Kindra Scharich and Maxine Bernstein, the founder and director of Lieder Alive, an organisation which focuses on the teaching of Lieder and is based right here in the Bay Area. Lieder are usually composed for one solo vocalist and a piano. But just now we heard two examples of the form with orchestral accompaniments. First up was Kirsten Flagstad performing Richard Strauss's Sicily with the San Francisco Opera Orchestra under Gaetano Merola. The text was written by Heinrich Hart. And then we heard the lyric baritone Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau singing under Wilhelm Furtwängler and the Philharmonia Orchestra. The song was Gustav Mahler's Wenn mein Schatz Hochzeit macht, When My Darling Has Her Wedding Day, which comes